It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness.
Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay, and it's an honor to be here with everybody once again, gathering with the intention to shift consciousness from head to heart and shift out of fear and into love. That love is our essence. Love is the truth of who we are. Love is at the foundation of our energy. And to hold steady in love right now is the work. That's the heart work we all need to do. And when we look out into the world at what's happening, it's very easy to let the fear overtake us, even snowball us, or come at us like a tsunami, because there's a lot of evidence of why we should be afraid, keyword being should. But really, the truth is, in every moment, we can make a conscious choice for love. That's what's in our field for invitation. Always an invitation for us to show up as love. Anything that is divisive, divided, not inclusive, anything that's feeding separation is under the umbrella of fear. And when we meet the fear in the world with fear, we sprinkle more fear. We expand fear. We feed or fuel fear. When we meet fear in the world with love, even if that love appears as neutral or peace or non-reactive, then we can show up as love and love will expand. It doesn't necessarily change the situation around us. It doesn't necessarily change or directly change the individual that we're connecting with, that we're meeting with love. But it allows us to hold steady in all our alignment with the truth of who we are. It allows us to hold steady in the frequency of love. Everything is shifting now. Now that we have access to the fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness, we have access to those dimensions, whether we realize it or not, we're accessing them. And they're influencing us and impacting us. And the more you recognize that your frequency or your vibration is having an impact as well, it's a two-way street there. And it's becoming so essential that if you're out of alignment, even for a second, it's going to feel uncomfortable for most people, especially if you're highly sensitive. So when you are looking upon what's happening in the world, do your best to hold steady in love, or find a way to just make peace with the moment or be neutral about it. If there's something that's happening in the world that you're meant to do something, there's an inspired action, there's a guided, I'll say that, it's very specifically guided, meaning in your heart, you are receiving guidance in spirit, inspired action, then I invite you to follow that. But if you're reacting from fear, if you're coming from ego, if you got the energy of wanting to fight to be right, fight to prove others wrong, feeling that energy of division and separation, then I'm inviting you to button your lip, stay silent, hold your energy in and process it. Go inward and do what you can to get yourself to a neutral point. Get yourself, go within and make a different choice. Go within and choose again, choose love. That's going to have the greatest impact. Even if you don't take any kind of physical action or speak any physical words through your mouth. And I want you to really hear this. Do not underestimate the power of a choice for love and a frequency that you hold. You become a tuning fork. And there is a ripple effect that happens. There is a frequency, a wave of frequency that emanates from you out in all directions and has an impact. So the more you can stay steady and embody love, not human love, we've talked about that. Human love has a whole different frequency. Human love comes with condition. Human love, there's a lot of limitations on it. There's a lot of conditions placed on it. Human love is very contaminated with ego because there's expectations, disappointment. There's a lot that comes in under the umbrella of human love. What I'm referring to is divine love. Divine love is pure, clear, clean. There's no expectations, there's no limits, there's no conditions. It's eternal, it's boundless. It is your essence. It is the essence of who you are. It is your source. And even the word divine love falls short in trying to capture what it really truly is. So I do these gatherings to give you an experience to go inward, to connect to it yourself, because it is experiential. How one person connects to their source or their remembrance of oneness is different than another person. The pathway in for one may be different than the pathway in for another. So we want to create different pathways and different experiences, and you might find one that really resonates with you and really works. Then use it. Keep coming back. Listen to the replays. That's why they're there. That's why they're available as a podcast and on YouTube. They're available for you to keep coming back and experiencing it over and over again so that you can deepen your remembrance and deepen the experience. And every time you go deeper and deeper and deeper into that remembrance, at one point, it's just going to click. It's going to click on every level. And you're going to land in this certainty, in this deep knowing the truth about your oneness and interconnectedness, the truth of your source. The key is not to judge the other pathways. If a pathway doesn't align with you, there's no need to judge it. It's just still, oh, that one's not for me at this moment, because it might actually resonate with you years later. I remember when I first picked up the book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I don't remember the year. It was before my son was born. So it's 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. Yeah, more than 20 years ago. I picked it up and I was reading it and it was like, I don't understand what he's saying. I put it down. I was like, that book's not for me. And then I went on to different books. And then a year or two later, after I picked it back up, for whatever reason, I picked it up and I opened up a page and I read something and it really landed and it really clicked and all the words made complete sense in my mind. And then I read the whole book really quickly within a week. And I ate it up. Like, it was just like I absorbed it like a sponge, and every word was just truth and resonance, and it made sense in my mind, it made sense in my heart, it made sense in my body, my energy field, everything. It just clicked. So recognize that there's times where things will come in for you that may not resonate, but don't write them off and say, that's not for me ever. That's just not for you right now. And it's okay. We don't need to judge it. We just need to recognize that it's not for you at this moment. And at the same time, don't judge it if it's for somebody else. The pathway to remembering is different for everyone. And for some people, it might be going for a walk in nature. And for another person, it might be jumping out of an airplane and doing one of those skydiving experiences. Who knows what it is? See, now the skydiving thing, that's not for me. I'm just not interested. But if I was ever guided to, I would probably hesitantly follow the guidance. But you're getting my point, right? Don't judge what isn't for you. Recognize that the path changes and evolves and shifts, and what you need will show up on your path precisely when you need it. And if you trust your intuition and you follow your guidance, you follow your heart's nudges. I use the word guidance a lot, but it's essentially following your heart, following the nudges, not the filter of your human heart. Your divine heart, the divine knowing, that's what you're tapping into. Then everything you need will be provided precisely when you need it. It'll come in like one breadcrumb at a time, trickling in exactly when you need it. Sometimes it'll trickle in quickly, and sometimes it'll just trickle in with some space in between for integration. Trust it. We are shifting out of the mental and material and living in the head, living from the mind and what's possible in the mind. And we're being asked and called and guided into the heart. Within a very short time, you're going to recognize, I've been teaching heart-led living for, I've been practicing it most of my life. I've been teaching it for a long time now, like 30 years. And it's only now that I'm seeing more and more people recognizing just the deep value and impact it has on our lives when we really, really, truly follow our heart and lead from that space. The heart is a powerful source of energy. And when we are in the space of the heart without the head getting in the way and the chatter, we can quiet the mind and the head, remembering that the mind's not just in the head. The mind is in every cell of our body and all the spaces in between and beyond. But when we let go of valuing so much of the mind that's in our head, the chatter, the ego, the left brain loop, all of the stuff that goes on up there. And we drop down into the heart space and start to really, truly lead from that space. We get into that heart resonance. We are in alignment with the frequency of love. So that's the signal we're emitting out into the universe and to our cells and our body. When we arrive there, when we operate from there, when we animate our humanness from the heart space, from the love that comes through the heart, our source that comes through our heart, we will have the greatest impact on our own lives and the lives of everyone around us. So you hear people say, oh, follow your heart, trust your intuition. That's becoming the way to live. And it's becoming an essential way to live, because when we're accessing the fourth and fifth dimension, we cannot fully comprehend that in the mind. And to experience it at the depth that we're meant to, it's more of an emotional experience. It's not a logical experience. It's an emotional and energetic experience, and that comes from the heart. We activate the heart brain or the heart mind. And we live from that space. And there's actually sensory neurites in the heart that are like the neurons in the brain, in the physical human heart. So it has the capacity to do way more than we're accessing. And to really be able to live in the world that we're moving into, that we're evolving into, we need to come from the heart. Everyone needs to come from the heart. And ultimately, that's where we'll all land. And that's how we will all live and breathe and interact. That's the good news. We just need to get there. This is the path, one of the paths to get there. This is one of the tools to get there. There'll be books, there'll be videos, there'll be audios, there'll be things that you'll bump into. There'll be people, you'll hear a conversation just randomly. Those are all fingers pointing you to remember. So recognize them. All the miracles all around you, constantly pointing you in the direction you need to go. It's good. You're on track. Even if you don't feel you're on track, you're on track. Hold steady. We can do this. We are already doing it. And in some ways, it's already done, but we won't go there today. It's too much of a stretch for the mind. In this context, for this moment. All right, let's dive in. Let's have an experience. You're already having an experience as I'm talking, because my voice has a vibrational frequency and a tone that I bring in, and I'm working with the energies in the background before we even arrive. But we'll technically begin by closing your eyes if you can, sinking in. Just setting an intention to connect as deeply as you possibly can to the truth of who you are. To the truth of who and what you are. Because you are not just this human being. You are not just a soul, a spirit. You are not just a unique expression of consciousness. You are so much more than words can express. If you set an intention, I'm open to experience the depth of the truth of who I am in this moment, to whatever extent I'm capable, open, and willing to go. Because there's aspects of you that may not be quite ready. And a lot of times when we're healing our wounds of separation and we're healing our blocks to love and we're shining light in all the ways we've forgotten, there's parts of us that might hold that forgetfulness a little longer. The parts of us that are holding on and resisting, not letting the mind come into resonance with the heart, so that ultimately when we're in heart resonance, the mind is in sync with the heart. But there's parts of your mind or parts of your experiences or old wounds or old trauma that may be parts of you that are still afraid. Maybe you shut down some of your intuitive gifts before because on some level it frightened you. As a child, you got scared when you could feel and sense things that other people weren't. Well, all of us now are becoming more and more in touch with the subtle energies that surround us. So more and more people are feeling and sensing these energies, not necessarily talking about them, but they're definitely experiencing them. Most people don't know that that's what's happening. They're just maybe feeling more reactive or more sensitive, or they're actually in touch with more of those deeper emotions that are buried. Suddenly they're coming more to the surface. Take some deep breaths. Let them come to the surface. I'm willing to experience the truth of who I am, no matter how magnificent it might feel. I'm willing to experience the truth of who I am and what I am, no matter how resistant I may be on some levels. I'm willing, I'm open, I'm curious. Yes, thank you. Imagine you could sink into a space in your heart center. There's a space there that knows beyond the mind's logic and reason, beyond its beliefs and thoughts. There's a space in the heart that knows more than the mind could even comprehend. And for some of you, you might be willing just to witness that space or see it from afar, and others might go right up to it and touch it. Others might just dive right in, or you might come back to this replay and all of a sudden you dive right in. See if you can meet it, encounter it, witness it, discover it at whatever depth and level you're feeling fully capable of at this moment, meaning mentally capable, emotionally capable, energetically, spiritually capable. Physically capable. And sometimes to get to that space, you need to go through some layers of density. Sometimes there's some layers of intense emotion or fear surrounding it. Maybe it's buried. But I know, I have complete faith, and I know that there is a beautiful pearl of true essence within each and every one of us, within each and every aspect of creation. It could not exist without it. A rock could not exist without a source point, a pearl of truth, essence. You would not be here without it. So it's there, maybe buried, but it's there. Imagine it was easy to find. Imagine it would be easy to discover. Imagine you could just come across it, happen upon it. Imagine you were directed to it. Imagine you could zoom right into it. What if it was that easy to encounter it in this moment? Take a breath. Anytime you feel like you're holding your breath or your breath goes shallow, it just means you're contracting into resistance or fear. Could be habitual, could be something you're bumping up against. Anytime you feel it, just without judgment, gently take a breath. Willing to experience the truth of who I am, no matter what. Recognizing that you will be brought to the space and to the depth that you're capable of. So there's no need for fear. What if I go too deep? What if I go too far? What if I get lost? lost in yourself. Sometimes we need to get lost before we find ourselves fully. So trust the process, trust yourself, trust your body, trust your energy, trust your heart. It knows. It knows exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. Breathe and expand the trust. Let go of control. And it's not about losing control, it's just choosing to let go of control. Control comes from fear. Control comes from ego. Control comes from the fear of losing something, losing it. But what if in this moment you're choosing to let go of control? And you can even imagine just putting it down beside you for a moment. Letting go of control, leaning into trust. And it may feel a little bit like blind faith here. For me, faith stands for finding answers in the heart. So in the mind, it may be blind. It may be blind to the answers, but the heart is not blind. The heart sees and knows and experiences way more than we realize. And the capability of the heart, the heart center and the physical heart, I'm talking about both. The heart center and our source point there is a power source. It's a power spot. And your willingness to access more of it might ignite a surge of energy. It might ignite your pilot light to go brighter. And if the ego comes in and makes you afraid, it's just trying to keep you playing small, keeping you safe, protected. And in this moment, you can choose. I don't need you to keep me safe. I am safe. In this moment, I am safe. In this moment, all is okay. In this moment, I am willing to move through the fear, to sink right into it, to see what's on the other side. In this moment, I choose not to let fear stop me. In this moment, I choose to move through the fear and see it as a signal, as a finger pointing me in the direction I need to go. Because the things that scare us the most are often the spaces and places we need to go. But we don't have to be forceful and push ourselves and make it hard and intense. But it's not necessarily going to be easy. It will be challenging. And maybe a bit stretchy, and you might feel a little uncomfortable. My invitation is for you to lean into the discomfort and trust in this moment, I'm okay. In this moment, I am safe. And I'm willing to feel and experience more of my true self, my divine self. I move through this fear, and even in the presence of the fear, even if it stays there, even if I can't get to the other side of it, I choose to let it be. I choose not to let it hook me, enslave me. I choose not to let it stop me. So I lean into it a little bit more, and I lean maybe even a little bit beyond it. And I discover perhaps an aspect of self, divine self, that I haven't discovered before. A feeling, maybe a color, perhaps an image, a sensation. Whatever it is for you, lean into it, embrace it with your heart, not your head. The mind does not awaken to the truth of who you are. The mind lets go of trying to figure it out. And you lean into the remembrance. You remember with your cells, with your body, with your soul, with your heart. Your energy remembers and reminds you at the same time. The oneness within you. The experience of oneness with your divine source. Oneness with divine love. Where's that within you? Once you discover it, just invite it to expand a little bit more. Open up and soften to experience it a little bit more. And whether you're connected to a little tiny pinpoint or microscopic point, or whether you're really feeling the embodiment of it, express gratitude and appreciation. I'm grateful for this connection, for this remembrance. Yes, thank you. Breathe, soften, allow, lean into it. Feel the energy of yes. Yes, thank you. Imagine you could feel at one with all the cells in your body. Imagine you could feel at one with all the water within the physical body. Imagine you could feel at one with all the space within the body. Imagine you could feel at one with all the energy within and around your body. Imagine all the lines of separation dissolving, being erased, even if it's just for this moment. Imagine for a moment that all fear could suddenly dissolve. And if you find yourself contracting because you're afraid of fear dissolving, just accept that resistance. Lean into it. Become one with it. Recognize it as just an energy. It's just an energy that's contracting. It's just an energy that's a little denser. And it's okay. And if it's connected to any thoughts or any emotions, just recognize that thoughts and emotions are just energy as well. And thoughts and emotions are created within the human experience. They're just energy expressing itself through a thought or through an emotion. The same way energy expresses itself through your physical body. As a physical body, your bones are just energy, your cells are just energy, your brain is just energy. Your eyes, your ears, your mouth, everything. It's all just energy. Energy at different signatures, energy at different frequencies. Your liver has a specific frequency. Your heart organ has a specific frequency. Your stomach, your lungs. Your bones all have a unique frequency or energy signature unique to your expression of divine energy, of divine source. Divinity expressing itself through you in this beautiful symphony of energy, frequency, and sound. And imagine if all of the cells in the body and all the spaces in between and the water and everything that makes up the physical body, imagine it was in harmony. A symphony that's in harmony. Every note is in tune, playing beautiful music. You are that music. And your symphony is different than everyone else's symphony. And imagine you being a symphony in complete harmony and beautiful attunement to your divine source, meeting another who is also in harmony. And the symphony grows and expands. And the music is heard beyond geographical boundaries, beyond any physical perceived limitations. And that harmony and sound begins to sink with Mother Earth, with the moon, the sun, the stars, and the planets, our entire galaxy. Beautiful symphony. You holding your own harmony, and each of us holding our own harmony, contributing to this beautiful, harmonious symphony within and all around. Even nature. And all of creation brings in their tune, their sound. Now imagine it's the most beautiful music you could ever hear. And you can hear it. Maybe not only with your physical ears, but you can hear it in your heart and soul. Most beautiful song we could ever hear is the song of creation. And underlying the symphony that we all are, and the symphony that we're all contributing to, is the one tone of source that we all come from. And it's that first tone of sound. Pulsing from our source, our shared source. Imagine all of us in sync. With that beautiful sound of the divine. The primordial sound of our source. Our true home. You are part of a divine orchestration of a symphony that's beyond measure, boundless, eternal. As you come back to your own unique symphony, recognizing that if you come out of alignment, if your frequency goes out of tune, it affects the whole divine symphony. But it also affects your inner symphony. So the invitation is to be conscious, choose with awareness. Is this action aligned with my inner knowing? Is this choice for food, for what you're exposing yourself to, what you're listening to, what you're paying attention to, where you're putting your energy, how you're caring for yourself and caring for your body? Is it in alignment with that choice for love? Is this choice coming from and through my heart? Or is it being filtered through the judgment, guilt, or obligation of the mind? And there's no judgment in the answer to that question. The awareness is what you're seeking and being open to. Imagine living without judgment, without expectation. It's coming from a pure, loving space of the heart. And love doesn't mean that you let people walk all over you, that you're a pushover, that you're a people pleaser. That's not love. Love means sometimes you're guided to stand up and say something. Sometimes you'll be guided to say no, because saying no to something is saying yes to self-care, to soul care, saying yes to your heart, saying yes to the guidance. And if something feels off, no need for judgment. Practice discernment instead. Discernment is the ability to feel and sense when something feels off. When something someone's saying doesn't match what they're doing, or when someone is doing something, it doesn't match what you're feeling, the intention behind it is. Feel into the energy behind everything, including your own choices, your own actions. Choose as consciously as you possibly can in every moment. Live from the heart as much as you possibly can. Make decisions and choices from the heart as much as you possibly can. And when you forget, forgive yourself. When you remember, celebrate. And keep practicing that present moment awareness, present moment conscious choice, living consciously. And not judging others that aren't. Living consciously and being the example, being witness without forcing, pushing. Being love in action, being love as a beacon, a tuning fork. Being a symphony of divinity. And making sure that all your cells and all the aspects of you are tuned to the frequency of love. And certain foods for you are going to be out of tune. They're not going to be resonant with you. So being aware, choosing consciously. Take some deep breaths. Imagine you can embody this symphony to whatever degree you're capable of as you start to shift back. Now, for some of you, you're going to be able to hold your awareness of this symphony and come back into your humanness. Others, you're going to feel some of it fall away, particularly when you open your eyes, because the physical eyes create a different perspective and filter. We're looking through our physical eyes, which is often limited compared to our divine sight, which we are just tapping into. The ability to see without physical eyes. And eventually, you will have your divine sight overlay your eyesight. And you will eventually be able to experience both at the same time. It's not about being in your divinity without your humanness, and it's not being in your humanness without your divinity. It's not one or the other. We're not denying either, and we're not favoring either. It's about embodying both, embracing both, your humanness and your divinity. At the same time, that's what's the invitation right now. That's what's possible for all of us. But in order to do that, we need to live from the heart. Deep breath. Practice staying connected with both. And if you lose part of it when you come back to your physical surroundings, it's okay. It's a practice. It's a process of unwinding the mind and releasing all the ways we've forgotten and embracing all the ways we remember. And it can take some time. Be gentle with yourself. Don't judge yourself. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate what aspects of you you can feel connected to as you slowly come back and open your eyes. Celebrate the miracle of the parts of you, of your divinity, that you were able to embody so much that they're suddenly just here without effort, without trying. As you slowly bring your awareness back, just know that your awareness can be expanded. It doesn't have to zoom right into your humanness and suddenly, here I am, I'm just human. It can stay expanded and connected to your divinity. Take some deep breaths. And just notice how you feel now compared to the beginning. And if you feel inspired to share in the chat how you feel, I invite you to do so. Share a little bit of your experience if you like. And those of you that are in the social community, the online community, you can share in there as well. Just noticing how you feel, embracing it. Remembering this is the invitation is to practice this. You can practice it using this replay or you can practice it on your own. Julie says, Om. You're there in the Om. Andrea is still buzzing and very present. Beautiful. And Sarah had moments of feeling joyful and playful. That's always nice when it arises organically. Daniela, so beautiful. I felt like I was floating. But Monica, I felt dragon energy. Not sure if it was mine or yours, both, I heard. I also heard channel activator. Beautiful. Yeah, my dragons are always around me. I'll eventually talk about the dragons a little bit more, but so there's a lot of energy of dragon. Deborah, encouraged and peaceful. Emma, expanded. Hey, welcome. More peaceful and at ease to share. Deeply peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. How palpitations a lot. Stuff moving through the heart, energy moving through the heart. Moments of reconnecting throughout. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, I'll read everybody's comments after too. Thank you for sharing. You can keep sharing if you'd like. So the invitation right now with everything that's going on, so there's a lot of energy that has come in that is an amping up of interference energies, unbalanced energies that are interfering more. This, the more you can do this, the more you amplify your field. When you change your frequency and align with your true divine signature, like your energy signature or your frequency signature, you attune as close as you can to your divinity. The interference can't find you. It's like frequency is like being on a radio station. If you're listening to a specific radio station, there's still all this other noise going on in the other stations. But if you're in on the station where you're in that symphony with your divinity, then the interference can't actually join you on that station. It can't even register you. It can't find you, can't sense you, because frequency, it attracts other frequencies that are similar. And when there's discordant frequency that doesn't belong, if you don't have any discordant energy for that to cling to, then it can't get to you. That's the beautiful thing. So this practice is really powerful for more than one reason, many, many reasons. And it's a practice that the more you do it, the more natural it'll just become. It'll become who you are. That's what we're going for. That's what we're inviting, is you attuning to the truth of who you are and staying there and holding steady there. That's what it's all about. And this is one practice that you can use. This is one of the many ways that you can find your way there. And then in that alignment, your field remains clear. And the energy around your field in that oneness layer at the edge of your field, that even remains clear. There's a lot of interference in the collective consciousness right now. There's a lot of interference coming in different ways. I'm working with that. There's others that are working with that as well. But this is your work. If you can do this work for yourself, you're empowering yourself to amplify your field and in a way fortify your field so that you become radiant, so radiant that nothing can penetrate your field. And you'll feel so divinely connected to everything around you, and you won't be affected, negatively affected by everything around you, because you'll be this beacon of light, this tuning fork. And being that tuning fork, you then, your energies can entrain the fields of other individuals and all of creation around you as well. So your presence becomes even more healing for others. Your presence, you don't even need to use words, just your presence or your intention becomes very powerful. So thank you all for being here and for joining in this energy and contributing your intentions and your love in this world. I'm really grateful for all of you, and your presence has an impact. It has a presence, your presence has an impact in this gathering, and your presence has an impact in the world. So I thank you and I honor you and I see you and I'm so grateful and I appreciate you for being here and for being in this world in the way that you are. Until next time, love and blessings.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness Initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.